See, some people think it's, and can see the see what happens. Satan start trying to blow stuff with you in your mind about that. You may be hooked up with something that's not right. What they gonna think? I don't care. I want what God wants. I want to be right. Who are you more concerned about pleasing? Your heavenly Father or folks around you? He the one called me. He the one called you. He the one saved you. You didn't. That person didn't save you. They don't have a right to rule your life. No, they don't. So Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. See that? Repent, be baptized. Do you baptize sinners? No. That means they were saved before they got baptized. And he said, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And let's go to the next verse. I tell you what, can y'all put that up? Can y'all put that up in the Amplified? Let me read that in Amplified. I need to. And I see our time is just, woo, we just go, swoo. He said, for the promise, this is verse 39. Can you back up to 38? Thank you. I need to get the whole statement. 38. And Peter said unto them, what? Repent, do what? Change your old way of thinking. Turn from your sinful way. Accept, and follow Jesus as the Messiah. And be baptized. See what? See, now let's go back through it again. Turn from your what sinful way? Accept. And follow Jesus. What have you done when you accept and follow Jesus? I got born again. That means the person was born again and then get baptized in water. Follow the Messiah and be baptized. Each one of you in the name of Jesus Christ because of the what? Forgiveness of your sins. What did I say? Yeah, because of forgiving your sin. And you will what? Receive the gift. Notice what it said. You receive what? The gift. The gift. He's a gift of the Holy Ghost. Keep going. Father promise. You listen to this. Father promise. Of the Holy Spirit is for you and your children. And what? And for all who are far off, far away rather, including who? Is that plain enough? And you had the audacity to tell me it's just for the 12. Come on now, that ain't consistent with the scripture. That's not consistent with a denomination. They tell them that the Holy Spirit just fell, I mean, that's for this group over here, that ain't for us. Are you a child of God? I thought the body of Christ were one. Many members, but one body. I didn't know he had two or three different bodies. Different function. You got a body, but you got members in that body. They do different things, but all of them work together, make that body operate like you want it to operate. And you got a head up there telling it what to do. Am I right about it? Yes, sir. Your head will tell you, the pastor finished teaching now, so I'm going to get him go home. Everybody says, no, I'm not. Here you are. That head will bring the center signal to your legs and stand upon your feet. And what happened? On your feet you are. And I say, amen, you gone. Well, you see why the enemy wants you to think you can't learn spiritual things to be that quick and precise and operating in the realm of the spirit? You can be even better, you can be even clearer and better and more precise. Because spiritual things, they are real. So for the Gentile, it means the Lord our God shall call to himself. And we know how many he called. For it's God. For he says in 2 Peter that it's God's will that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So we stay consistent with the scripture. So if somebody said, well, he didn't call me. He did. You may not answer. You may not have answered that call, but he called you. And then when we get to receive the gift, then we got the teacher. Then we let the teacher teach us. I teach by the unction and the leading, the guiding of the Holy Spirit. You hear from the teacher that's inside of you. Teacher say, yeah, that's right. And he will tell you even more, carry you further in about what I said and give you deeper insight than I didn't even say it. He'll give you more insight into it because he's the teacher, not me. I have the teaching gift. But you have the teacher in you to teach you. And it's never going to call you to come. He'll never teach you something be contrary to what the word is saying. Never. He'll teach you how to be to add and encourage peoples and bring peoples and lead peoples and pray for peoples and to come join this wonderful salvation. He'll never take you and go around and call division among the saints. You find somebody like that, you need to do like Ivy Hill, you said many years ago, I heard him say, because you said, woof, get them all to woofing, we're woofing right on out of here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm going to close right there, but I'm telling you, I just got, anyway, I'll be back. Amen. Anybody get any help tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible never was, and it never will be. It never was, never will be. To be complicated and confusing is when people try to read it and study it in their natural mind through the eyes of the glasses of the, read the scripture through the glass, they wear color with their tradition. When they have been taught by some group that don't know what the scripture said, they'll form their little doctrine. They'll use scripture, but they take them out of the setting and make them say what they want to say. You got to let the word say what it said. And you'll find scripture after scripture saying the same thing about Jesus' resurrection. It said this way, it said that way, but it wound up being the truth, and you can't deny it. But when you start denying God that don't heal, God don't do this, and that's the very reason Jesus came, you need to get away from that because you know that's not right. That's an alarm that it should be something go off in you. It should go off. And you know, Amen. Go ahead.